You know, most of us have different political leanings, persuasions, and different ideas on how the place should generally be run. One thing we can probably all agree on is that we would like a bit more accountability from elected officials and those in positions of power, and would like to make sure that if something doesn't seem quite right, there are suitable agencies afoot to, you know, shine the light into some of those darker areas. Thoughts at the moment of a federal anti-corruption watchdog being created? Now we have many state bodies, but a federal one is being talked about at the moment. And Hannah Albee from the Australia Institute joins to talk about that. Hannah, you are the Accountability Project Manager, so accountability, we're on the right department, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having me.
Look, why generally is there a need, do you think, that we have an anti-corruption watchdog at a federal level? I know we have state bodies, but are there some things lacking that we can look at?
Yeah, well, the state bodies around Australia have unearthed pretty serious corruption in public administration with state governments, and there's no reason to believe that that kind of corruption doesn't exist at a federal level. The only difference being that there's no body in place to investigate it. So it's kind of like saying, you know, if we didn't have the federal police and there was no crime being uncovered at a federal level, maybe you could make the argument that there is no crime, but actually it's just because you don't have the body there to look at it.
That's fair enough. So when something gets beyond a state and it looks at, you know, government at a federal level and things like that,
yeah,
we probably have to look at it.
And the federal public administration is multiple times bigger than the state administration. So the amount of money that's flowing around, the number of contracts, there's plenty of scope for corruption and misconduct to take place. But currently there's no body that's set up to investigate and expose that.
If such a watchdog was to get up and running, how do you think that we could put in some safeguards so that it wasn't watered down? I mean, the last thing you want is to have something go to the federal level and then, oh, we don't really have the powers to do a lot. We can make recommendations, but we're kind of a toothless tiger.
Yeah, exactly, and that's a massive concern because, as we've seen at a state level, it really does matter how you design such a body. So in Victoria, we've got the situation where the Victorian IBAC can't investigate politicians, and it needs to reach a certain threshold of evidence before it begins investigations. So there was a recent example where the Victorian opposition leader dined on lobster with the head of the mafia, which some of your listeners may have saw in the paper, and the opposition leader referred himself to the IBAC, Victoria's Anti-Corruption Commission, but IBAC didn't have the jurisdiction or the investigative powers to look into it. So it's a good example of why we need a federal watchdog with teeth.
Well, that's very easy, isn't it? I'll just refer myself to the organisation that can actually do nothing. They can make no recommendations.
Exactly.
And they can't even have a look.
It's an easy decision for him. And look, some of the things that we're working with at the Australia Institute to try and get into this federal body is making sure it's got a broad jurisdiction so that it can look at any conduct that could impair confidence in public administration or any conduct of any person that is adversely affecting the impartiality of public administration, if you like, and also that it's got the strong investigative powers of a royal commission, and that includes the ability to hold public hearings, which are critical to exposing corruption to the public.
You know, I've said before that particularly governments, they should be as transparent as a piece of glad wrap, and I think these types of organisations, when given the right powers, can do that. Has there been much of an appetite to investigate this at a governmental level that you've uncovered?
The federal government hasn't been very excited about doing it so far. We've had meetings with the opposition and the crossbench, and we've had a bit more interest from those sides of politics. So we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, in the lead up to the federal election, whether the major parties can come on side and realise that as public trust is at an all-time low in Parliament, people aren't trusting our politicians and aren't trusting our government, which is actually critical to democracy functioning well. So but something needs to be done, and I think the major parties would do well to start at the first step, which is setting up a federal anti-corruption watchdog.
And it's such a shame, isn't it? Because I tell you, if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to worry about. Fingers crossed that there can be a bit of an appetite for this to get up and running. I'm sure you and your colleagues at the Australia Institute will be all over it. Although not today, Hannah. It sounds like you're by the beach. You've got the seagulls there. I better let you go and deal with that.
Sorry, it's not that quiet.
All right, thank you very much for your time with us this morning. Hannah Albee from the Australia Institute. All in all, not a bad idea, a federal anti-corruption watchdog. Nothing to see here. Move along. It's 25 past 9. 2NURFM.